Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. And today is our Memorial Day celebration. Let's see, 177 days. Call in with your questions, comments. David's already on with us. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Jeannie. And it's a delight to be with you today. We are celebrating, or actually more than celebrating, we're honoring Memorial Day. We're honoring Veterans Day with a request of you. And we're going to do this every day for the rest of eternity. We're going to invite you, as we are willing to do, to look at one issue today where there's some form of hostility or fear that we think is caused by someone else. One of the things we know about the human mind is that it has a guide. And the guide tells us when we are off base in our perception. And the guide is there some form of hostility or fear? Hostility or fear is a marker or an indicator that my mind is using corrupt data to build the world that I see, to build the pictures that I see. And once I recognize that, then whenever I'm in hostility or fear, I realize that I'm looking at something going on inside of me, but my mind is tricking me with its imagery into believing that I'm looking at something outside of me. So I take my internal condition and I make images out of it. Hostility or fear is the marker that I'm living in that kind of an hallucination. So here's our request of you. In order to put an end to war on planet Earth and create a space where we have an actual planet that functions out of human life, and if you question what human life is, just hold a newborn child, you know what a human is. The restoration of that humanity is what we're looking to do, is what we're working to create support for. And so if I'm in hostility or fear, my mind's telling me a lie, and what I want to do is clean up my lie. How am I going to do that? I'm going to forgive. Forgiveness has nothing to do with I let you off the hook for what's happening inside of me when I'm in some sort of pain, hostility, or fear. Forgiveness has to do with changing the root of my hostility, my fear, or my pain. And so that's our request of you. That's what we're here to support you in doing, is to remove that hostility or fear. And here's what will happen. We get enough people who are willing to do that on a daily basis, and together, we get to change the planetary energy. We get to be the leavening that leavens the whole loaf of humanity with the active presence of human life. And yesterday, David got on the show with us, and he created an invitation, which Jeannie and I took up, and a number of other people have. David, how are you today? Hello, David. Are you with us?
I am with you. I had it on mute and wasn't able to get it to change over quick enough. I'm doing very well, extremely well. Great to have as much participation in the commitment to do 5 worksheets a day for 40 days and take us into 2012. There's better than a dozen people that have committed to it, and as I thought about it, the invitation is open today for anyone to get on board with it, because that would actually take us to January 1 with it. And I think it's, you know, the enthusiasm and the level of commitment has just really been remarkable, and some nice feedback from folks that have already started and what it is that has evolved for them.
Yeah, it was really cool for me. I had it's been a while since I say it was cool for me to do yesterday. It's been a while since I've sat down and done 5 worksheets a day. And so sitting last night, I did them consecutively, and I'd received an email from someone who contacted me about support and then wanted to distance the support he was given, and, you know, he was going to give me instructions as to how I should support him. And that brought a little bit of stuff up for me. So I did my worksheets around that, and it was really cool to just take the time to sit back and delve into a deeper part of my own mind and the subtleties. You know, it was just subtle stuff. But it was really good to go there, and so thank you for that invitation, David, and that inspiration to bring people on board. And I would think that anyone who wants to join and do the 5 a day could do an extra 5 today, so they're right up with the group. You know, that African proverb that says, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together, is definitely an energetic a statement about the kind of support that it takes to move this energy and to move out of our own projections, our own hostilities and fears. So it's cool, and thank you, and let's move forward. So do you have any other thoughts for us, David, before we move on with the show?
Well, just what you're talking about, you know, the challenge is always getting going. You know, the mind always talks about, so when am I going to do it? And the mind always usually comes back with soon. I'm going to do it later. Well, my tongue-in-cheek statement is, it doesn't get any easier later. It only gets later, and it's later than you think. There is only now. There is just this moment, and there's always, the mind is always going to come up with a reason or a justification or an excuse, and sounds real good. And the truth is that most everyone that I've ever spoken with would like to have things different. And what's the other statement that's made? Doing the same thing over and over and expect to get different results is insane. And so if making the commitment to do this would be, or to not commit to it, to hold off or to delay it, notice that that's what's going on, and that will create the same results for you. So once again, you know, everyone is at the space where they need to be, and we're here to support that shift, and it takes energy in order to do that. So that's all.
Right.
There may be some people in the chat room or online that have some feedback for us on it.
Well, just another piece in the puzzle. I got an email from a friend this morning who had really started off with a great deal of gusto in doing some worksheets after we did a series in their city. And, you know, had really connected into a high, was really rocking, and all of a sudden was, you know, as my proverbial tongue-in-cheek statement of lower than a snake's belly, and in all the trauma and pain, and spoke to a friend who suggested, oh, well, you know, you're doing a lot of those worksheets. Why don't you just stop doing that for a while? And as you make the point, once you get the car rolling, you want to keep it rolling. And the goal of the work, lest somebody think that it's all about being Dr. Feelgood, that everything's going to just get wonderful, that's not what this work is about. This work is about facing what's in us that's reflecting. You know, in the ancient teachings, they said nothing will remain hidden. Everything will be made known in the light of day. There was another young man who I spoke with a couple of days ago who's who've been around the works several, oh, two and a half decades ago. And he was inspired by contact with someone else to get back in touch with him. He hadn't heard from him maybe 5 or 6 years. And he was telling me how happy he is out in his isolated area where he has no contact with anybody and he's all on his own. And, you know, when he gets near those people, up comes that rage and up comes that, you know, that mind of pain and trauma. So here I am, isolated out in the woods by myself, and everything's really cool. However, I just went through a triple bypass. And with the triple bypass, they had to take me back in 3 times and reopen my chest again, and I ended up with a life-threatening infection. And it's like, yeah, if you don't deal with your stuff, then your stuff kills you. It's what's locked in tissue on a tissue level and destroys the chemistry, or so-called chemistry, of the cell. It's the root of our diseases. So, yes, one can go get isolated and pretend that everything is just fine. And if somebody walks into their space and all hell breaks loose, or they even think of someone, there's this particular conversation. Each time a particular topic came up, there was a word which I won't use on the radio that went in line with the description of that. So here I am, I'm happy out in my isolated space where I have no contact with humans. And then when I think of this blankety blank blank, it's like, yeah, and my friend, that's what's going to kill you. That's what is killing you. So if you gently continue your work, you're going to touch into sometimes some pretty deep and painful spaces. But if you don't want to destroy your body, if you don't want to destroy your relationships, if you don't want to destroy your emotional nature, then you have to keep moving toward removing what never belonged. And, of course, the game of the human mind is to blame everybody else for what's happening inside of me. And what I don't realize is when I have unresolved hostility and fear, I become the destroyer of my relationships, but I pretend and I hallucinate that it's all their fault. Look at what you're doing to cause me to feel this. And when I refuse to go in and feel, and, you know, I'm probably from a long bloodline of people who refuse to feel and deal with those things, then when I begin to do my work, I get to process everything I've never allowed myself to really truly be with in a clean and sober state. A lot of people have their pain come up and they go, well, you know, I know how to take care of this. Just give me a fifth of scotch. Well, you take a year or two or 10 or 20 or 30 of scotch or crack or whatever, and 1,000 generations of alcoholics who just went, you know, I just soused myself in alcohol so I don't have to deal with my life. And you've got the makings for some major, major process work. And what's called healing in the world is, well, we just shut that down. You know, we can give you a pill and we can fry that part of your brain so you won't have to deal with it. Well, then what you're not dealing with will fry your body, it will fry your relationships. It will fry your finances. It will fry your business. That's the way it works. So getting brave enough to open and to allow all that needs to move and to stop blaming others for what's going on inside. This gentleman that I spoke about that I processed with a day or two ago, when he had done my work about 25 years ago, had kind of left the work in upset because in his reality structure, I resonated his father, and therefore I became dad. So he's going to go out and find somebody who will teach him but won't resonate dad. Well, he does that, and that's what ends up being the triple bypass and then the life-threatening infection that follows from the triple bypass. And as I process with him, he's literally right back a quarter of a century ago, 25 years ago in our original work, and he's right in there talking about me and dad in the same breath, like I've got something to do with the image in his mind generates that comes out of his unresolved brain cells with dad. And once again, to be willing to be supported and guided through, you know, very few people, if anybody, is going to be able to move through this stuff on their own, alone. Sooner or later, we're going to have to say, okay, I'm going to trust someone to guide me. I am going to trust them absolutely. And, you know, whether it's me or not, it's irrelevant. But find somebody that you will trust to guide you. And then when your deepest stuff starts to come up and your guide is in front of you and you want to puke on your guide because your mind shows you that what you're feeling is all theirs, stop. Hold your tongue, do your work, take responsibility, and remove, forgive what never belonged. That's the essence of the work. And it's not going to be Dr. Feelgood, and you're going to get to feel all those old things along with dad or mom or brother, sister, whatever it is. If you're not willing to feel that, if you get into interaction with someone and that comes up for you and you hightail it out of town, you go the other way, you abandon the person who brings it up for you, then you just condemn yourself to having to repeat it. Repeat it, repeat it. Actually, there's a book about that. I think it's called Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And you can go to our website and you can download the book free. Please, go download it. If you haven't read it, download the book, read it, and you will find that it is just awesome when you start to move to the level of responsibility that the book invites you to do. And as far as the forgiveness process itself goes and how you do it, on the right-hand side of our website, if you go to www.whyagain.com, on the right-hand side, there's a link that says Download Worksheets. Click that link. The first five links will tell you all about the forgiveness process. It is not about letting, you know, in that situation I was just talking about with this fellow, it's not about letting his dad off the hook. He can say, Dad, I forgive you, Dad, I forgive you, Dad, I forgive you, Dad, I forgive you forever, and it's not going to change one iota of his dissociated pain that came from his interaction with and his relationship with Dad. Forgiving will crack that dissociated state and remove the root of that pain so that it's done. And that's what we're here to support you in. And our call-in number, if you have a question about that, if there's something about that that doesn't make sense or that you don't understand, we would love to hear your sweet voice. We would love for you to call us and talk to us about what you don't agree with or what doesn't make sense, and let's see if we can clarify. I'm sure in doing so, I'll learn something, and hopefully if your mind is open, you'll learn something too. So, Jeannie, do we have any callers? Again, 646-200-4169. And if you're listening on the radio and you want to jump in the chat room, you can also do that by going to our website, whyagain.com. And at the top of the page, there's a link for the radio show. You can go into the chat room. So Jeannie, do we have anything happening in the chat room, or do we have any callers to chat with?
We do have a caller. Most people are just listening. There's someone named Jeannie Santorini that said, hi there, David. And there's some new people in there, so that's awesome. But on the radio, on the switchboard, pardon me, we do have a caller. And just before I turn them on, yesterday we had two callers waiting to speak just before we had to end the show. So if you're out there listening, please call back in today and press 1. Right now our caller is area code 828, which I believe is North Carolina. 828, you're on?
Who are we talking to?
Area code 828, you're on.
Hello, hello. Can you hear us? Area code 828. You sound like you're probably calling from somewhere around Asheville, North Carolina. You are on the show live. Please chat with us.
They just hung up, so maybe they'll call right back in.
Okay, probably a connection problem. So, okay, any other callers then?
That's the only one with their hand up. So if you're on the switchboard, there's a lot of people out there on the switchboard. If you're wanting to speak, please press 1. That lets me know to put you in queue. Okay.
And anything happening in the chat room?
No.
Okay. Is Dr. Tim with us?
No, he's not.
Okay. I know we
have. We do have another caller. It's area code 541. You're on the air. Who do we have? And then 828 did call back in. You're next. 541, you're on.
Hi, this is Julie from Ashland, Oregon. Actually, I'm in California right now, still selling my house. Hi.
Awesome. Hey, young lady. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I've been listening a lot. It's just very life supporting to listen to your show. And basically, I've been thriving on that more than I've been doing worksheets. But I got real inspired yesterday to join the team. I guess I'm that kind of person. I need to do things with group energy. It helps to energize me, like David said. So I'm really grateful for that. And I'm doing it with the attitude of doing my best. And I'm looking seriously at how I will fit in doing 5 a day. And it's getting easier. And I'm really, really glad for that. I just so know that this tool works. And I basically just have resistance to giving myself the love and the freedom that comes, you know, the gift that comes with doing the work, you know. So I'm looking at that, and I just wanted to say thank you, and thank you for the work you do and that we all do.
Cool. Well, Julie, a couple of thoughts. One, you know, in the ancient Aramaic, the word Satan has nothing to do with some dude with a red suited tail and a pitchfork. The word Satan means the resister, one who misleads. And when we're asked to go in and deal with these issues that we've dissociated from for so long, and the reason being because they were so painful, they were so deep and at the stage. Let's say when something deep and painful happens in a three-year-old's life, the three-year-old has no possibility of resolution, and so the process of holding the breath, of denying, of hiding that from self becomes the norm. And then 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, when we have all of our faculties and all of our capabilities and can work through that in an instant, just bang, 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 work through it, it still holds the threat of the unresolvable pain of the three-year-old and the memory of that pain. And that creates a state called Satan. And Satan, again, being the resistor, one who misleads. We go into resistance. No, I don't want to face that. No, I can't deal with that. No, I can't go through that. And then the mind misleads. Well, and the truth is it's all about my spouse, or it's all about my children. It's all about them anyway. So, you know, what is there for me to do? What do I need to resolve? And once I get willing enough to go, okay, I'm feeling it. This is mine. And I can start to collapse these projections, and I can really, truly go directly to this pain. And one of the things to remember when we do go directly to those old painful experiences is that those old painful experiences hold a memory of pain. They are not pain, they're a memory. Now, we can re-empower it with not understanding and make it pain all over again. But we can also hold and breathe that, okay, I can remember being and I touch into the depth of the pain of this three-year-old child that was just, you know, so horribly maltreated. And I can breathe and I can open and I can see that, whatever the dynamics were, I can now handle them and move through them. So that would be my first thought for you. And the second one would be, do you have someone that you're partnered with for doing this 40 days?
Yeah, my friend Julia. And also, I've asked David for a partner that I, someone I don't know, you know, so that I have some different perspectives. And, yeah. So I think that's going to really help. Well,
I know he's up in Edmonton last time I heard from him.
He's really busy to the point that he's not doing worksheets himself, I think. Maybe I should, you know, encourage him that I want to do it with him. Yeah, I should. I will.
Well,
I'll mention.
You know, the busier we are, the more, and busyness can be a drug, the more productive the worksheet can be in paying back time. So someone who's in a state of some kind of overload of stress, and especially if using busyness as a drug, it will take so much more time to get things done. When we give ourselves the time of doing our work daily, then what we do is we stay out of stinking thinking, because it's stinking thinking that keeps us in turmoil and inefficient at doing what we need to do. You know, the average person on the street would never think about, you know, gee, for the last 30, 40, 50 years I've washed my body every day. I think that I've washed my body enough. I'm never going to need to wash it again. I mean, nobody mm-hmm. would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we know what will happen. We know that there's going to be deterioration and, you know, things are going to get pretty raunchy. Most people have difficulty transferring that understanding to the mind, and they wonder why they have confusion and turmoil and overwhelm and overload. If you take the time to wash your mind every day, then what happens, you stay out of the overload and the turmoil, and your day is so much more productive that the small investment of time in doing the work pays huge dividends, hands back 2, 3, 4 times as much time by the efficiency and the clarity that it gives us. So that would be my thought to offer to Ed, and I don't know if he's listening or not, but he might want to tap in. It would be awesome for him to be a partner in you, help to hold each other, to create support for doing the work, and to hold each other accountable for actually following through. You know, sometimes I've heard of people who are doing their 5 a day, and at 11 o'clock at night or 11:30, they're like, well, I'm just too tired. I'm just going to go to bed. But I did tell my support person that I'd touch in with them. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make that phone call and just let them know I didn't do my worksheets. And all of a sudden, the person who's my support inspires me. It's like, okay, I have the energy to do these 5 worksheets and get them done and successfully complete and create a new habit of mind, which will support immeasurably living a life, a really true human life, which means a really true life based in the active presence of love.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you. And
awesome.
I actually, last night, I did call 2 people that are in our support groups and invited them to join the team. I left a message with one, and then I also spoke rather extensively with another one. We just talked for a couple hours and did some reading in the Course in Miracles and stuff. So it was a good connection. So I'm hoping to round up, you know, anyone in our 2 groups in Southern Oregon to join in with this. And,
well, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
And,
so we'll get Ed on board,
from
too.
A couple of folks, we have been hearing from a couple of folks that you've been working with and the benefits that they're getting from your support. So I acknowledge you and appreciate you for what you're doing to assist the work in moving around the globe.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm doing what I can with myself, and it spreads, so that's good. So I'll let you go. You have other callers? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. We hold the space. Blessings. Tell Julia, we said hello and send our love.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got that 828 caller, sweetie?
We do. 828, you're on the air. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Magdalena from Asheville, North Carolina.
Hello, Magda.
Hello, my dears.
Welcome, young lady.
Thank you. We got cut off a little while ago, so I dialed back in. And yesterday when you thought that I was Terry and surprised me with putting me on the air, I was unprepared when you asked me the question about the effects that I experienced from doing the 5 worksheets a day in the past. And then after listening to Tim and the rest of your show, I went, oh, yeah, well, I'd like to share that and that. So that's what I'm calling back for, is to mention a few other things. Yeah?
Cool.
When we were there in the summer at one of your workshops, you suggested that everyone match up with a support person. And so I've been doing that with Derek. And initially, and what I want to speak to is the support element, because I so agree with what you've been talking about and everyone's been talking about. If you do it all by yourself, it's so easy just to say, I'll do it later and then forget and so forth. So initially, we were just going to call in to each other and report when we had finished doing our worksheet. that didn't turn out really well for us. So then we decided that we would make an appointment. And every morning at a certain time, we call, we set aside that time. And it's been really remarkable. We each do a worksheet while we're on the phone. We do our separate worksheets. And you certainly don't have to share them, but we have discovered for ourselves that when we do share the contents with each other, a couple of things happen. And one is sometimes a much deeper understanding of what's going on because, as we all know, we are able to observe things in others that they can't see as well as others being able to do that for us. And so sometimes we share an observation that can really spark another level and another worksheet. And so that's been a major, major positive, not only having the support to do it, but also the support to go deeper. And then the other thing that we have really noticed is that sometimes we are totally unprepared in terms of, well, I don't know what my topic is. However, we've both found out that when we get the worksheet in front of us, pick up the pen, and just allow ourselves a moment, the subconscious and or the unconscious starts to reveal what it is that needs to be worked on, whatever the trigger is. And it's kind of amazing that what I think we're doing is actually training the subconscious and unconscious to this format so that there's somehow the ability to release a lot more of the secrets that we need to get at, the carbon-based memory stuff that we want to take a look at and forgive and release and clear. So those are two wonderful aspects of having support.
And that's exactly what happens is you are training your carbon-based memory to become your support. If you go back into the ancient teachings, this resistor, you know, was in our own physiology.
Yes.
You know, if you ask the modern-day physiologist what the base element is in this so-called body, they'll tell you it's carbon. And if you look at the carbon atom, there's 6 electrons, 6 protons, 6 neutrons. That which goes against us experiencing and expressing our true human lives is whatever's stored in our carbon-based memory that is painful to us. And so being able to face that and move through it. And then you go back in the ancient teachings and they talked about restoring that Satan to its rightful place. And its rightful place is as your servant. It wasn't supposed to be, you know, you're not supposed to be bound by it and governed by it in your behavior. The idea is for us to live a true human life as the active presence of love, whatever we're facing, to come forward from that space. And the only thing that prohibits it is whatever we're carrying in this carbon-based memory system that goes against the active presence of love. And the forgiveness is about removing that so that no matter what happens, you have and you are functioning from the wisdom and the intelligence of this human life. And it's, you know, the place where people put it away the fastest is the place where they are in most need of it. You know, they're in the middle of this relationship confrontation, and what do? They trust their hostility and fear. Why do they trust that? Because it's in them, and forgiveness allows the removal of it, and it all of a sudden becomes a whole different game. So we're delighted to have your input and your sharing on that because it inspires us all.
And I'd love to add one more thing, which is we've only been doing one worksheet. So just think about the results with 5 a day for everyone who's listening.
Join in the 5 a day?
Did you ask about me or Derek?
No, I was asking if you had invited Derek. I haven't spoken to him about it. I don't know if maybe David did. But.
I didn't. He's actually unreachable right now. For a few days, he's traveling. So I haven't asked him. But I certainly will the next time we reconnect.
Awesome.
Yeah, because
so you had something else to share?
No, I'm delighted that you're doing this program and it's of such benefit. I completely agree with Julie, was it, who just called in, that it's just a magnificent support. And thank you very much, Michael. So I'm gonna go back to my packing so I can get there and become one of your neighbors.
All right. Pack well. Have fun. We love you. We look forward to seeing you there and or hearing about your arrival. Of course, we won't be there when you get there, but we'll certainly look forward to seeing you in the spring and having your presence at Heartland.
Wonderful. Blessed Thanksgiving to everyone.
All right. Take care. Just by way of introduction, for those who perhaps don't know Magda came to an intensive about, I'm thinking maybe 4 years ago now, and did some of the work. And actually, she and Chuck Blanchard met at the intensive and decided to create a relationship. And about, I guess, a year and a half ago, in order to really move some things and support, both she and Chuck came as a couple to Heartland and spent 6 months on the support team, moving through and being supported in those issues that come up between couples. And as a result of all of that, are just creating this awesome space together and these awesome opportunities to heal. And then when they were there for an intensive this summer, they were looking at property and actually bought a 30-acre piece of property with a house on it, just about less than a quarter of a mile from Heartland. So they're becoming part of the Heartland community. And we just love and appreciate both of the support that both of them give us. So thanks for being there. Jeannie? We have another caller, so we can have them in the chat room.
We do have another caller. It's area code 541. That's another Oregon number. You're on the air. Who do we have?
Hey, it's Julia Burns, and I had just run down to take care of something and missed being on with my friend Julie.
Yeah.
It's a delight to hear your voice.
Yeah, thank you. I have a real problem. If you got any ideas about it, I've had someone who's been breaking into the house. That's what I ran down for, to see where they were running to and hiding out in the attic and creating mischief and that sort of thing. And it's been very troubling to me.
Have you called the police?
Oh, yeah. I called the sheriff, and the sheriff's come out. And this was on a Saturday particularly, and I called him, and he was right there. And there were we had even had to cut down two trees that he was climbing to get up on the roof. Not the whole tree, but the top of it. And then the sheriff came in a car, and the striker was there, and his buddy was there. And I'm asking the sheriff to take him, and he doesn't. He drives off. And in four occasions, there were sheriffs that arrived, and they refused to take this guy. And I don't know quite what more to say to the except that I think I'm going to write to the governor. You know, it's like a senior citizen living here with someone who's, you know, potentially breaking down their house and stealing and all that sort of thing, and then no one taking care of it. I mean, I did the five sports sheets with Julie last night. I just ran down to look at something, so I wasn't up here when she started talking.
Right. Well, you know, I guess I'd be looking at why, you know, in terms of inside of me, why am I creating this lack of support around me? I know that you called in a couple of weeks ago, and there was a problem with someone who came and cut some trees and such, and there was just no support. And so I'd certainly be looking at the issue of what is it in my field? What is it in the way I speak? What is it in the way I present things that I create this deep lack of support? And as you do some worksheets around that, you might find that there's something that creates this. You know, it's a pretty common link to have this happen four different times. I assume it's four different officers that came out, or was it the same officer each time?
Yeah, they're different officers, yes. Yes, yeah, yes, they were. But let me stop. I want to say something here. This happened before, and this is a new sheriff here who's in charge of everyone. And there's already been a great controversy in the newspapers about him, like breaking rules and not really following the orders and that sort of thing. I don't have all the details, so I can't really speak to it, but there had been a person before him, and the same thing happened. They refused to see that he was here. I mean, they're very clever, so that they'll jump down into the ditch, and the sheriffs are just, they're lazy. They just don't really look, the majority of them. And in fact, they said the same thing. I mean, you don't, that this is all just something in your head. And fortunately, I sing with the Broke Valley Peace Choir. And when I came home at 10 o'clock at night, one night, there was an officer from the actual police. I'm in the county, so I'm with sheriffs. And the police officer was there, and he said, "I wanted to let you know, I stayed here till 10 o'clock to tell you that we got him, and he's in jail. And he's up for $1 million. He's going to have to get $1 million to get out, and he's got five rape cases against him that they're having to go through the court on." And that's the precedence to this. And I just have to get through to the head sheriff and say, "You don't realize, you know, that this is like the same thing." And the very same guy, the person, the day that he went into jail, Alan Wayne Fiesta being his name, his buddy, his best buddy, stopped me on the street and said, "Let me come to your house. I can do X and X and X." And I walked away. And he's the one that has come and done all these things that's making, and all the same things that Alan Wayne did. Now, yeah.
Hold on for just a minute, Julia.
Sure.
I prefer that we don't mention people's names. That's not our place publicly expose somebody.
I presume that no one's listening in.
I hold that part of the conversation. So I don't want people's names in terms of those types of things going on. That's not my business or my place. But my input to you would be to look at, what's the part of you that keeps creating this lack of support in your world? That's what I would offer, would be some very productive worksheets perhaps for you.
Yes, I will do that.
To move to the other side of this so that you can get the attention of this authority. And, you know, it may go back, you know, as a kid, did you find that, you know, when you went to your parents with issues, were they there to support you? Did they take care of you, that sort of thing?
You know, my father died and my mother was always had to work to raise six children in the Depression. And we were home. I didn't even go to school a lot of the times because we had to take care of the baby. And there was a dog and a cat. And there was just a whole lot of really rough stuff. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I would suggest starting to work on some of those core issues. And mm-hmm. Let's see if you can clear this space up of not being supported so that you can gather the kind of support that you need in your world.
Yes. I agree with you.
All right. Very good.
Thank you, Julia.
We hope you're safe, and it's a delight to hear your voice, and we'll look forward to the next time we get face-to-face when we're back out in Oregon again.
Okay, good. All right,
okay,
bye.
Take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye. So the difficulty of holding people accountable can be a challenge sometimes if we hold realities that you know, we can't be supported. And so, Julia, we definitely hold that space, and that support moves into your world in a way that really takes care of you and lifts you up. Jeannie, any other callers? Anything happening in the chat room?
We have a question in the chat room, and someone wants to know how do they find a partner to work with, such as Julie was talking about. I would value that support so much to keep me going with the process. So I could put them in touch with David, and I'm assuming he's matching people up. Is that true, David?
Yes, it is, Jeannie, the best that I can.
So yeah. Should I just send them to your email?
Yeah, that would be great.
David Hayes at Wygan.
That's it.
And also, perhaps they could contact Julie, who just called in. I don't know whether Julie's in the chat room or not, but Julie, if it's not working for Ed to partner up, and there's someone who wants to be partnered. What area of the country are they in?
That I don't know. I mean, they're
okay.
They...
Yeah. In any event, yeah. Let's.
Oh, it's Joe in St. Pete.
Oh, okay. Cool. Great. So I don't know if we've got anybody else in St. Pete at this moment that you might invite. Is there anybody else that was in the workshops with you that you might create the invitation and or, you know, as Jeannie said, you could contact David Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, at whyagain.com. And David, do you have anybody that's unpaired right now that wants to do the five a day for the 40 days going into the new year? It's awesome idea. I'm so glad, David, that you had the awareness to be counting down and looking at them. We're 40 days out from the end of the year, and walking into the new year with a straight 40 days of worksheets is just an awesome idea.
Yeah, there will be a couple of people that are supposed to let me know today, and as we said, if anyone wants to email me, then I will pair them up.
I just got Lisa in the chat room, said she was willing to support as well. So, Lisa, you're listening. Are you saying that you're willing to do the 40 days?
So, Lisa, are you on for the 40 days? And can we pair you with this other person in the chat room so you've each got support and can be keeping in touch with us about your results?
Give them time to type here.
And while they're typing,
she said
by the
yes.
Way,
she said yes. So
awesome.
Joe,
so you guys
and
are
Lisa, I will connect you all by email, and you can share each other's phone numbers. Or in the chat room, you can click. There's a little link over there. It's like a little question mark beside of your name in the chat room. If you click on that and click on private. So so Lisa, if you will click on Vibrant Now, that's Joe, and then click on Private, and you all share information there with each other about how to get in touch with each other. So Vibrant just wrote on there, which is Joe, and she says, I am brand new to the process, so I would love to work with someone on the phone. Okay, and Joe, we're talking about doing the five worksheets a day. So Lisa says, it would be my pleasure. So Lisa's going to click on Joe's name, and they're going to share information how to get in touch with each other. So that's phenomenal. Great. Thank you.
That is awesome. Any other,
hey, Michael?
Yes, sir.
Something that you mentioned, and I think it's worth mentioning again, is that as people are going through this process of beginning and doing five worksheets a day, that the recommendation is to do small things once again, and to invite and to ask for some feedback on the radio show to let us know what is going on for everyone. Just like, as you know, in intensive, everyone has the same question or a question that gets asked. Most everyone has that thought about asking it. So if there's anyone that's having a challenge with doing a particular worksheet around any topic or something that's just coming up for them, the resistor, and I loved how you talked about it, you know, at 11:30 at night, that the mind will go, oh, gee whiz, it's just too late. I don't want to disturb anybody. I'll just let them know tomorrow. No, keep your agreement. That's as important as doing the worksheets, is to do the worksheets and make the contact. What you're learning and training your mind to do, to be supportable and how to support other people at the same time. So I just wanted to make sure that people heard that once again about checking in and asking for that support on the air.
And checking Great. In and asking for support is real important. We had a gentleman call us this morning, and he's at his next level. He's been doing his work. He's been doing five worksheets a day. He's leading the support group, and he's doing phenomenal. And so he has actually gone to the next level in his process, and he feels like garbage right now. And so he reached out, and he called us, and it's like, hey, I need help. And so definitely having someone there, we can't do this on our own. And so being able to reach out to someone and say, hey, I need help with this. And that's why we're on the air here, too. Michael, we can't hear you.
Part of the whole idea of this community on the air, and especially at this time doing the five worksheets up to the end of the year, as David said yesterday, it's one of the most traumatic times of year for most people, highest suicide rates and such, is that as you're doing your five worksheets, you have questions. You go, oh, Jesus, I don't quite get how this step works. Gee, I'm not sure how to do this. That's the place to call into the show, because you're not the only one with the question, and to come up with that. And the whole idea of the work is that, you know, carbon-based memory can be structured with anything. You can be filled, you can have this thing filled with hate and fear and self-deprecation, or you can have this thing filled with, you know, I'm a saint, I'm so awesome, I'm so powerful, or some combination of both, which is called bipolar, and it's all based on content of the mind. Forgiveness is about removing content that never belonged in this system. Fear-based content, Jane was sharing with me yesterday, you know, she's going to school and she was listening to some of her textbook material, and they were talking about how, you know, people sell things. And the basic bottom line is one of the best sales tools is fear. And so, you know, we've had governments who sell things through fear, educational systems who sell things through fear. We have businesses who sell things through fear, churches who sell things through fear. You know, this whole fear-based theology is insane. And it's time for us to stop buying their product, and to be willing to face whatever it is that we need to face and be done with this brainwash of hostility and fear that the world gives us, and to come out the other side. And when you're doing that work, and this is one of the reasons to have a support team and have a support person, when you're doing that work, it's easy to get lost in the beliefs that you've been brainwashed with through hostility and fear. And so It's time for us to just wake up. You know, there's a powerful film out there called Rwanda. If you're going to watch it, you definitely want to be ready to breathe and have worksheets with you. But you watch how they take these sweet kids and they feed them drugs and they brainwash them to kill people. And these kids, these innocent kids, believe that, and they're told that these people that they're going to be they're going to be sicked on to kill them. They're told these people are cockroaches, and they're brainwashed with words and fear. And you see how dramatically a sweet child can be turned into a killer. And it's just, you know, it's time for we humans to put an end to that state, because once a skill is put into this carbon-based memory system, what this reality structure in our minds will do is it will always hallucinate a reason for whatever those skills are. And it's time for us to get rid of the beliefs that we are, to get rid of every illusion that we are less than what we are. You were made in the image and likeness of love. All you have to do to prove that to yourself is go hold a newborn. Go hold two more newborns. Go hold 10. 50, 100, 1,000, 10,000 newborns. Every one of them, you will say to yourself, what an awesome presence of love. Would that be enough to convince you that that's what you are? And if you've been told something else about yourself, that needs to be forgiven. Now, the culture taught you that you forgive somebody else because that's in you.
And that way, the insanity that's been brainwashed purposely by authorities who want to control others stays in place, because forgiveness has nothing to do with letting other people off the hook. Forgiveness is how you go in and remove what never belonged. And so we're here to support you in learning how to do that. And it is a challenge to learn to do that when you've been taught insane fear-based thinking, perhaps all your life. Anything unlike love in your mind doesn't belong there. It's a fit subject for forgiveness. And we are here to support you in forgiving that. Jeannie, callers, thoughts? Our phone number, by the way, if you want to call in, 646-200-4169. Call us. We would absolutely love to entertain your questions and hear your thoughts and support you in your process.
I have an email from someone who their daughter has been labeled with a huge amount of diagnosis, ADHD, severe depression with psychosis, OCD, bipolar, borderline personality. She's a cutter, self-mutilator. She was diagnosed at 6 years old, and she just turned 18. She has the mentality and the emotional stability of about a 14-year-old. This person has other children. Some of the issues that I'm flipping back over to a second email that I got from her. She says that she's perfectly describes the book, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me. I've not read the book, so I'm not familiar with that. She's jealous, but yet she doesn't care at the same time. She'll headbutt you. She screams, rants, raves. There's nothing you can do to, and that it's over anything and everything. She reports lies, basically, to the school to get attention. And she has been Baker Acted 3 times this year. So she wants to know, she said, I'm curious what you would have to say about all of that. We manage rather well despite the constant bombardment of negativity. She likes it that way. If she can make everyone else unhappy, she gets frustrated when it doesn't work. She'll bait you into an argument and say things for the shock value. She is the definition of borderline. She'll keep you on your toes.
Well, is this a person that's listening to the show now?
She sent me a private email, so I don't know if she is in the chat room as a guest. There's several people that, you know, they can't talk in the chat room because they're not registered. And so I don't know, she may be one of them. And so that's because I have announced several times that people who can't write in the chat room can email me. So she may be out there listening. I don't know.
Okay, great. Well, and for those who are on, you know, Blog Talk, in order to be on the chat room, requires that you register with them. And so, and it's private information when you do register, but that gives you the ability to type your questions in live so that we can interact with you if you don't access to be call, have access to call us on the phone. And calling us would be another option. And in our call number, it's 646-200-4169. And my thought at this moment, because we're down to just a few seconds left, is we're not going to cover such a big topic at this moment. But let's open the show with that email tomorrow and see if we can be of support for this woman. I presume it's a woman, which maybe is an errant presumption. But the first order of business would be that we're here to hold this space for you, that you are able to handle what goes on in so that you stay at your highest, sharpest, and your best. And so if you have the space, call us tomorrow. Call into the show, and let's talk, and let's see what support we can be for you in this extremely difficult situation with your daughter. We hold the space. We hold the space for you to have the best year yet of your eternal life, and we thank you all for being with us. Bring a stranger to the show tomorrow. Take care and blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.1.com. whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.